The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app today to get free delivery on your first three orders, while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The escort lady has gotten back to us again. I don't date. The escorts that I know that do have husbands and boyfriends likely have more of an open situation, but that varies from person to person, just like it would any other dating situation.
So she doesn't want a relationship? That's another question she's hearing right now.
I think if you're going to be an escort, it's very hard to maintain a healthy, normal relationship. At least I've never had any success in doing so.
See, that'd be tough.
Right. Mm-hmm. Not to say you couldn't make it work if you really wanted to. It's hard to give your energy to a relationship after you've been giving it out all day long.
Giving it out.
To other men, especially when all that some men want to do is talk to me because their wives don't want to listen to them anymore. It's mentally exhausting. I'm sure a lot of guys just go for the conversation.
Well, I'm gonna.
She's like, yeah, they should close the border. I know.
but if you're paying, aren't you going to talk for 20 minutes or so, and then
I want that question. Yeah.
But I would imagine.
Is there any guys that pay just to talk and they don't get off? I bet you that's minuscule at best.
I bet you there are some though.
Well, she should answer that.
Yeah, especially.
And what do you feel about taking that guy's money?
Long time guys.
No, I bet she doesn't.
Get a therapist.
Yeah. Who just
thank you.
But is it cheaper? Because my therapist is pretty expensive.
Yeah.
So maybe you just need to find a hooker.
Maybe they are.
And hookers don't take Blue Cross either, probably.
No, it's probably cash up front.
I'm sure she plays the role of therapist from time to time.
Right, but I'm with you on that though. If you're not gonna get off, why talk to a therapist, right?
I mean, can she prescribe anti-anxiety meds?
I don't think she can.
Well, she can do something to temporarily ease your anxiety.
Sure.
Yeah, well, it's short-lived, though.
Doesn't help if I'm doing stand-up, though.
No, probably not.
Can she? Those are more questions firing back at her, right? I want to know if she wants to know, does she ever see herself in a committed relationship with anybody? Since she says she doesn't date at all now. She's just making money getting laid.
It's probably either or.
Right.
It's either a relationship or the job.
Oh, she thinks she stops then.
Yeah.
I wonder what she would consider her body count. If it was just a work thing, those don't count?
I still think it counts. You're getting cracked, right?
Yeah.
Sorry. You're making love.
Yeah. He's not sorry.
Yeah.
Don't believe that.
I still think it's called a body count, don't you?
That's a body.
If there's penetration. Yeah.
There's sexual activity.
Yeah, I mean, porn stars would consider their body count to be their body count. Yeah. Probably. I think the escorts would be the same way.
I feel like if that's your job, you'd have to keep a spreadsheet for an accurate count.
Right.
Real administrative work.
Yeah, because regular guys forget. People just forget in general. Yeah.
Right.
What was her name? Was it a bar? I forgot. Mm-hmm. Okay.
With the escort, I wonder how many dudes she won't go, if she has to cut off any clients for any reason.
Probably hygiene. Some guys are just disgusting. Or the guys that are pissed off at the border, she might turn those guys down too.
Or their credit card gets rejected.
Yeah.
Or they get too attached emotionally.
Yeah.
That's probably weird.
Mm-hmm. That is
probably
weird.
Some weird
guys. Oh, that's probably more likely the scenario.
Because their job is to make the guy feel good. He's going to fall in love with her, right?
Right.
And what do you list your occupation as on your taxes?
Independent contractor.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah.
Uber driver.
Never thought of it that way.
Man, you drive a lot of Ubers.
Right.
Holy cow.
Stick shift.
Well, I told you my favorite. He mentioned about closing the border line. I told you the story when I was in Atlantic City with my wife a couple of weeks back. I was at the elevator her and I and this redneck dude straight out of Central Casting with a T-shirt that said "End Wokeness," standing there with a black hooker to go up to his room. And just the whole atmosphere of it, they get figures. This guy probably leans a little racist too. All he has a black hooker with him, and she was a hooker. She was dressed up like a hooker. And I've seen hookers in Atlantic City and Vegas. I know what they look like. And they were going up, and I'm thinking, she'll take this guy's money. Good. Good. Take that guy's money. End wokeness as he's hiring a black hooker.
Oh, yeah. She had to hear about the border.
Yeah, she heard about it.
That was the foreplay.
My favorite part was
she got back to us, Tom.
We actually got in the same elevator, and they got off of that floor before we did, and I heard them go, "I love you."
Oh, yeah. Okay. They get off in about 5 minutes. And the other 55 is spent talking.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say.
There you go.
Nobody's going 60 full minutes just talking. At some point in there, there's going to be a little something. If the payment is being made.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort, meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
What'd she charge an hour? Push watch me ask that one.
Shut up.
Yeah, and is that a blanket charge?
You get an hour?
Does it depend on, is that an hour? Anything goes for an hour?
There's probably a base that package, and then you can upgrade from that.
A base package.
We got our gold package, our platinum package.
Honestly, have to plead cluelessness.
The
here.
Butt tier. That's
why I'm asking her. She's been good about getting back to us.
Do they have
E-I-E-R.
A menu like the ladies at
the Bunny Ranch?
The Bunny Ranch.
When Dad was there, yeah, there was a menu, right?
Yeah. Does she have a website? Does it have a menu on the website?
She's off to her day job now, so we'll have to get the rest of these answers later.
Oh, there's a day job.
Okay. And another question, if you're listening, it's probably for tomorrow. She'll get back to us. Do people at her day job know what she does at night?
I'm going to guess no.
Depending on the day job.
Thinking that's something you keep to yourself.
You could do that here. Right. You could work here and do that on the show.
I mean, we kind of are whores in a way.
Yeah, but nobody's paying for it. Yeah. All right. That's interesting.
I wonder if there's ever been a client that she encounters at the day job.
Yes.
But see, that's mutually assured destruction. You both have reason to keep it quiet.
Sure. Not the client's single.
Yeah, but if he wants to see her again.
Yeah, good point.
Do you think day job's just for insurance?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Right. Healthcare. Yeah. You need the healthcare.
Right. Yeah, that's what you put on the taxes.
There's not a good escort union out there.
Exactly. Yeah.
Not in this state.
The rest of this is just dong money.
You're rolling in dong, aren't you? Yeah. So I want to know this though too. Is there anybody out there? What if you're a woman? Let's just stick with the women here. And decided to be an escort and couldn't get any clients. Like they say, I'm not going to pay for that.
I don't think we're going to get that call.
No, we're not.
No.
Yeah. Right. There's some brutal-looking hookers out there. We've talked about that.
I'm sure that's the case.
If there's a woman willing to take payment for it, there's a dude willing to pay for it.
Yeah. Puss has always said that.
Everybody is someone's taste.
Yes.
You know, no matter who you are, there's always someone out there. You're exactly what they're looking for.
Right.
All right. Here's the guy that dates the escort. My girlfriend has only an exclusive group of men because of her age. She has older men who can't perform, and they just talk to her. At $7.50 per session, she doesn't have to have multiple people per day. There have been multiple people at times, but she mentally shuts off with clients.
$7.50 for an hour?
Yeah, good for her.
Yeah.
That's $750, not $7.50.
He looked at Ryder.
Yeah.
Ryder doesn't even have that kind of money on him.
That bums me out. Just a lonely old guy's paid $750 an hour just to talk to someone?
Well, they must have it.
Yeah, but then when you get a therapist, then wouldn't you? Yeah.
Right.
I guess he still wants it.
Yeah, no, but the therapist isn't going to.
Maybe the guy's walking into their thing, and maybe today's the day I chub up, you know?
Well, yeah. They're probably more comfortable talking to her than they are a therapist.
Yeah.
Right. Obviously.
Yeah.
There's probably also some idea of, like, control. Like, this is my money, my situation.
Yes.
And they're probably not pushing you to change or be better.
No. Yeah. Like a therapist.
Yeah. Yeah.
They're not. See you next week.
Exactly.
As they're counting their money.
Don't have to make stupid progress.
Right, right.
Yeah. Working on me.
Zach's right there.
They're not giving you tools to work on.
No.
Exactly. Yeah.
No, they're just working on your tool.
Here's how you can cope. Well, apparently in some instances, no. They're not even doing that.
Most of the time.
It's Viagra, though. You think a guy with the old man would pop a few of those.
You would think.
You know?
Yeah, no therapist has ever said, like, yeah, you're right, totally. Keep going.
But escorts probably do. Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. Thanks for the money.
Mm-hmm.
And thanks for sharing, by the way. That was pretty cool.